Thanks so much. I'm really delighted to be here, Melissa.
Now, you had originally worked at the United Way, left for a while, worked in banking. You've come back. You take over from Connie Hodges, who was at the helm for some 16 years, did a lot to expand the reach of the organization. As you take command today, what are some of your strategic goals for improving these three pillars, education, income, and health for our area?
Like you said, I'm delighted to be taking over for Connie, and we have such a strong organization. So my first rule is don't break it. And one of my first priorities is to listen and build on the great work that we have going on. So I plan to spend, delighted to start the day here with you and spend the rest of the day and the coming weeks talking to our key partners and board and volunteers and community impact partners to design the next steps. We have a 5-year strategic plan that's in place, and so we have a great platform.
And that includes helping kids prepare for kindergarten, early childhood education, getting more kids graduating from high school, helping families with their money, and also helping everyone be healthier. Pretty ambitious goals, but you have some specific tactics as you assemble that strategy. What are some of the tactics you'll employ to achieve those goals?
That's right. We believe education, income, and health are really the building blocks for health, a great community, and they're very interconnected. And as you mentioned, in education, we work with our partner, the Early Learning Coalition of Duval, to provide scholarships to hardworking parents for their kids to go to high-quality early learning. We also work with the school district and Big Brothers Big Sisters, Jewish Family Community Services, and communities and schools to run a program we call Achievers for Life that's gotten great results recently. In fact, some folks were here in town with the mayor talking about those results, and that is to help folks continue the kids to graduate on time, but we capture them and wrap our arms around them in middle school. So those are some things we do in the education area. In income, I've been really involved with that. I help lead Real Sense, which is started out as a tax preparation work. We got an award for that this year from United Way Worldwide, and we're really pleased. We've reaching, you know, so many people and helping them learn how to manage their budget and finances, not just prepare their taxes. So
yeah, and helping more people just get control of their money.
Exactly. It's so key. And we're seeing really good results there, too.
And so lots of great initiatives, but we do have significant challenges in this area. What do you see as the biggest challenges? Where do you really want to move the needle the most?
Well, we're continuing in those areas, education, income, and health. We'll work to set some probably community-wise goals with our partners. One thing I think we need to do, though, is engage more people, because when people learn about these issues, they become passionate and all sorts of new possibilities, you know, arise. So that's one of my goals, is to continue to refresh United Way and get more people engaged. And there's a number of ways they can partner with us and with our community impact partners.
And for people listening right now, you're putting the call out. How can people partner with the United Way?
So we have volunteer opportunities. You can become a reading pal, which is, you know, just once a week you go and read with four-year-olds. It's terrific. We have mentors. In fact, I know Cecil Shorts was here talking with you earlier about recruiting mentors for the middle school students, and we're really excited about that. We have opportunities to help prepare taxes, and then there's all sorts of other ways that, you know, are less time committed, one-day type things that we can arrange, especially for companies to do team building activities.
She's the new president and CEO of the United Way of Northeast Florida, and as she said, they need your participation. Get in touch with them. Michelle Braun, a pleasure. Best of luck and congratulations.
Thanks so much.